Hey, Greg Laurie here. Welcome to my podcast. I have a very special guest, Joel Rosenberg. Levi, thanks for being on my podcast. Thank you for making time for me.
Hollywood's not the hope of the world. The local church is the hope of the world. And I've always felt like it's my job to set a volleyball that can be spiked at the local level.
If God can reach Michael Franzese, who can God not reach?
Now streaming on Salem Podcast Network and Salem News Channel.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And good morning, everybody. Happy Monday to you, Memphis. Hope you're doing great wherever you are today. It's great to be back in the studio. Wow, we had such a fun time. It was sort of DeSoto County-centric over the past couple of days. Did a wonderful morning show at the Great Dales and breakfast off the charts. Got to meet some of our listeners who showed up as well. The lovely Miss Mavis bought her breakfast. She was one of our big contest winners, and Miss Mavis lives in Midtown and drove all the way out to Dales and just had a wonderful time and got a chance to meet a lot of our great South Haven and DeSoto County listeners. And then Saturday, I was invited to speak at the Memphis Apologetics Group. They were meeting at just an incredible church, Grace View Church. Place was packed out, and we just had a wonderful time talking about the Constitution, talking about moving forward post-assassination of Charlie Kirk, and got a chance to meet some people that are very, very passionate about what's happening in the Mid-South. And one of the things that I thought was fascinating about this gathering, there are a lot of Republicans there, and the Republicans in DeSoto County are basically dealing with a lot of the same issues that the Republicans here in Shelby County are dealing with, and they're ready to mobilize because they've realized that far too many people are moving across the state line, and they're bringing their politics with them. There was an outrageous case of gerrymandering where now you have Democrats that are controlling mostly Republican areas of North Mississippi. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that. And I told the good folks there in DeSoto County, we got their back. So we'll stand alongside them. Also, another story, and we have this up at KOMradio.com, and I would encourage you to go and check out our website. We have a lot of original content for you there, KOMradio.com. And got word over the weekend that State Senator Brent Taylor had been facing a pretty serious threat. And by the way, the senator has been getting a lot more threats. And we asked him to come on this morning and talk about what happened. And let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say good morning to State Senator Brent Taylor. Senator, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing well. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We've got to talk about this crazy thing that happened. A far-left Memphis activist, and she is identified as L.J. Abraham, wrote some pretty nasty stuff about you, saying that she looked like you were ready to, quote, catch one in the throat. What say you about what happened?
Well, you know, it was interesting. I had several people take screenshots and send me the that threat that was made on social media. And, you know, the interesting thing was about 2 days prior to that, she had made a post that said she was strongly considering. And then she had another screenshot of which one of the things she apparently was strongly considering was choosing violence. And then you fast forward to the threat that she made that somebody needed to make sure I caught one in the throat. And so my team and I, we discussed it and decided that it would better be safe than sorry. So we reported it to law enforcement. But I thought I'll also say when they sent it to me, I went to that site, her Facebook page, and asked in there for her to clarify that remark before I called law enforcement. She ignored that. So we felt we had to report it to law enforcement, and they dealt with it accordingly.
And we know that because she posted a subsequent video saying that, oh, it was just a joke. She actually went back, though, and revised the original message. And we, of course, have those same screenshots, and we posted them at KOMradio.com. but a lot of law enforcement showed up. And Senator, I mean, that sort of phrasing in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination, do you really get a lot of threats? And how do you figure out which ones you have to take seriously?
Well, the Tennessee Highway Patrol is actually charged with the responsibility of protecting lawmakers. So they have told us anytime we get a threat, regardless of how minor or, you know, we think it's serious or not, to send it on to them, let them make that decision. And that's ultimately what I did here. When I was made aware of the threat, I sent it to THP and to the Sheriff's Department and filed a report. And this has happened several times. I mean, the THP and the Sheriff's Department have been to my home several times, taking reports from threats that I receive. But you know what I don't do, Todd? What I don't do is get my own security and have them walk around and try to get past security checkpoints in the courthouse. And then the very people I'm asking to protect me, I don't turn around and call them a bunch of white supremacists and cuss them out.
Oh, you're talking about Tammy Sawyer, the General Sessions court clerk.
Tirade Tammy, that's right.
You know, it's a crazy story, a lawsuit filed. And, folks, we have that story up at KWAMradio.com as well. This is an insane thing. And if I'm reading between the lines here, it certainly appears as though there may be possible crimes committed. This lawsuit where where one of the staffers says he was fired. This was the former chief administration officer, said he was fired because he refused to sign off on a bunch of improper expenditures, everything ranging from a cigar club or a cigar bar to Uber Eats and Memphis Grizzlies tickets.
Yeah, and I received an email just last night that from a separate whistleblower with another set of allegations that I'm going to be reviewing and forwarding on to the appropriate authorities.
Anything that you want to share with the KWAM audience about those allegations?
Well, I will say that they appear to be separate from anything else anybody has heard. So what I'd like to do is review those and get those to the appropriate authorities before I talk publicly about it.
I'm curious, and by the way, folks, we have State Senator Brent Taylor joining us, and he's been leading the charge to make Memphis matter, to help keep Memphis safe. You know, Senator, we are looking, it's like every day we're getting so many reports from law enforcement about very bad, dangerous people that have been taken off the streets. And again, these are people that could have been taken off the streets, you know, months, if not years ago. But unfortunately, for whatever reason, our leaders here in the city and the county did not see this was an important thing to do. What's been your reaction so far about the work of the task force?
Well, I'm very excited about it. I knew from the beginning that we could do this if we would just allow law enforcement to do their job. And, you know, it took President Trump sending 13 different federal agencies down here. I mean, it's like having a separate police force because they send as many aid federal agencies as we have police officers, and along with the National Guard. And the thing about it is the National Guard's the smallest component of the Memphis Safe Task Force, but it seems to be the thing that has gotten the attention of the loon wing of the Democrat Party, especially Mayor Lee Harris, because he is attempting to sue to stop this. I mean, he's done absolutely nothing for the last 7 years until we get the Memphis State Task Force here, and we're actually, they have cut crime in half, and Lee Harris wants to sue to keep the National Guard from coming. I mean, he is using the same playbook that the segregationist governors of the 1960s used when they sent the National Guard in to desegregate the schools. And as you know, someone that was educated at an Ivy League school, he should know better. And he is simply an embarrassment to himself and to Shelby County for trying to stop the best thing that's happened to Memphis in a generation.
Is it true? I was at your gathering Thursday night. Justin Johnson hosted an incredible event over at the VFW in Collierville, and you pointed out crime is down 50% here in Memphis.
It has been cut in half.
Absolutely.
Wow. Cut in half. And I tell you that people feel it. there's a different vibe in Memphis now. People that are live out in Collierville and Germantown and East Memphis are telling me that they're going downtown to the Orpheum, to FedEx Forum. They're eating in the restaurants down there. And, you know, Todd, I've been doing a Make Memphis Matter challenge where I'm encouraging people to go to their favorite stores and their favorite restaurants and post that on social media, talk about how safe it feels, and to tag me in that challenge so that we can let people know that it is safe to get out and move about our city just like we could years and years ago. And so, you know, I can't thank the Memphis Safe Task Force enough for what they're doing, because we have a once in a two or three generations, we have an opportunity to reset here in Memphis and to have a new start. And we really need to think about what this new Memphis is going to look like once the task force completes their work.
Well, it's going to be a remarkable thing, and we know well over 100 children have been found that have been missing. These are children that could have been found if Mayor Harris had just taken interest in what was happening in his own county, and unfortunately, he decided not to do that. Senator, we're glad you're okay, and it's unfortunate. You know, it comes with the territory, and you know that. I mean, it's outrageous that people think they can intimidate you, but they are barking up the wrong tree.
Well, they are. I mean, obviously, this lady and people like her that want to make these threats, it's like their brain forms a group chat that only they can hear. And they really ought to go outside and touch grass before they send such vile comments.
Well said. All right, Senator, we'll leave it there. And love your videos. And thank you for doing what you did for the city. You're right, there's been a great vibe change. Thanks a lot, Senator.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, there you have it. An exclusive this morning with State Senator Brent Taylor. And this task force, by the way, last night, great news. They were able to pick up a very dangerous illegal alien. Do you know Memphis is a hub for illegal immigrants? They arrested an illegal 48 years old. He is a Mexican national and a convicted sex offender. This guy had already been deported, and he made it back into the country. Now this guy's going away for good. So we've got a very dangerous sex predator off the streets of Memphis, thanks to the Memphis Safe Task Force. By the way, Tammy Sawyer, may I just point this out? Shelby County has issued a budget emergency. They may not be able to pay their employees on a $43 million issue. I'm just wondering, does this have anything to do with the alleged expenses Tammy Sawyer made regarding the Uber Eats? I'm just wondering. All that to say, Tammy may want to become friends, or at least friendly, with Lisa Arnold, who has one of the best bond companies in the city. I'm just saying. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Are you glad that Senator Brent Taylor is taking such a ferocious stand on crime in the Mid-South? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. And have you noticed a vibe change in our city? Got to take a break. Commander Chuck coming up. Brad Less. We're going to talk about a major, major story that's happening at the commission meeting today. We'll be right back.
Americans have a big health care problem. Over 100 million citizens carry medical debt while paying for overpriced and complicated health insurance. As Christians, we don't have to pay for a broken system. Christian Healthcare Ministries is an alternative to health insurance at half the cost. Plus, you can enroll at any time. Stand up to health insurance with a biblical solution. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
And welcome back, everybody. It is Starnes Country here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Hope you're having a great start to your day, wherever you are. And I am telling you, it's an exciting time to be in the Mid-South. There is so much good happening here. And we need your help, though, with a very important issue that is happening at the Shelby County Board of Commissioners meeting today. And it involves one of our brave heroes, Sergeant Samuel Lily, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and bring on our good friend Brad Less. Brad, running for office, and Brad, we'll talk about that in just a second, but I know you have been incredibly outspoken about making sure that Samuel is taken care of. First, if you could just give us a brief and a nugget, what happened to the sergeant?
Good morning, Todd. You know, about a year ago, Sam was responding to an officer down call on Highway 64, and tragically, he was struck on his motorcycle, and he received a lot of injuries that he's recovering from, including a traumatic brain injury. So that's where we're at right now, and we're trying to keep his benefits flowing with the sheriff's office and through county government.
And that's the shock for me, because you would think if any member of law enforcement is injured in the line of duty, that we would have an obligation and the county would have an obligation to make sure that that person's taken care of.
Well, back in 2002, we had benefits called a medical retirement, and that benefit was taken away. And now we're fighting to try to get a medical retirement reinstated for public servants in Shelby County. And absolutely, it is a necessity. These officers and firefighters, any public servant that's serving the community is at risk daily for having some type of injury while on duty. And they chose to go with a third party company to oversee those. They're not really medical retirements, but just to see the benefits. And then after a certain period of time, they may reduce you to 60% of your salary and put you on long-term disability.
So let's talk about what's happening today, 3 o'clock at the County Administration Building. That's on North Main Street. This issue is going to be discussed. What do our KWAM listeners need to do?
Well, they need to press the County Commission to vote and do the right thing and to continue the benefits for Sam. He's currently in Texas recovering, and it's a costly recovery for all the medical expenses that he has. So having that OJI open and continuing, you know, write your county commissioners, continue to call in, be there for the vote at 3 o'clock if you can at the county commission building. I'm going to be there at 3 o'clock, and I think they're going to do the right thing. They should, because this is a hero. He's worked his tail off for the sheriff's office, and that's the only thing we can do to give back as a community is support him.
No, I'm with you 1,000% here, Brad. And by the way, folks, Brad running to be your next sheriff in Shelby County, electbradless.com is the website, electbradless.com. And you know, Brad, again, out of all the things, anybody who wears a uniform, any first responder, the thing they should never, ever have to worry about is that, God forbid, they're injured in the line of duty, that they have to worry about paying their bills or keeping, you know, feeding their family. They should never have to do that here in Shelby County.
That's right. And, you know, Todd, their Sam were killed in the line of duty. Those benefits would be statewide. I mean, it's, you got a whole plethora of benefits that come in. But if you're injured on duty and you're not able to work, and we've got another officer that's tending that as well, but it's happened since 2002, and having that medical retirement, that cushion to know that you're taken care of if you're doing your job, which it's going to happen. It's going to happen again. We just had an officer in a motorcade for J.D. Vance that went down in, I think it was Morristown.
Or that's right, in East Tennessee. Yes, East Tennessee.
Another Tennessee motor.
Right.
East Tennessee. You know, so, again, hopefully they have a medical retirement to cover their officer.
All right. Brad, we are putting out the all call, and with folks, you need to be at the Shelby County Commission meeting this afternoon, 3 o'clock at the County Admin Building. If you can't make it, call, email your elected leaders. Actually, email all the commissioners. We've got to make sure the County Commission does the right thing here. And again, folks, go check out Brad's website. Want to make sure I get this right, electbradless.com. That's electbradless.com. Brad, thanks for phoning in real quick this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. Not sure why we had the delay there, but my apologies on that, folks. Also, Carnival Memphis, they're hosting a massive fundraiser, and this is going to be a lot of fun. It's coming up January 25th. and they're inviting the entire community to come out. You can get tickets. This is going to be held over at the Hilton Hotel, I believe. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Great food, live music, a live auction to help brand. Just go to carnivalmemphis.org if you'd like information on that as well. All right, hang tight. Got to take a quick break. Steve Gill coming up next.
Health insurance rates in America are surging, leaving millions without affordable options. But Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. Christian Healthcare Ministries is an alternative to health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills while lifting one another up in prayer. It's financial and spiritual support when you need it most. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
If you could describe Memphis in one word, what would it be?
100. Home.
Memphis. That would be the word.
Warm.
Tight.
Historical.
Southern.
Passionate.
Cultured.
Grit.
Laid back.
Different.
Do for a championship.
Gritty.
Rich in culture and history.
Misunderstood.
Gritty.
Loving.
All right. That's exactly what some of the Memphis Grizzlies think about our great city. Welcome back, everybody. This is Starnes Country broadcasting from the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. 47 degrees right now in East Memphis, and we'll get a complete forecast coming up from our friends over at, well, Laura Huckabee standing by, also Commander Chuck as well. I also want to play another quick clip before we go to our awesome guest here. I'm just curious, because there's been a lot of conversation about affordability, and I'm just curious what it's costing to create this year's Thanksgiving masterpiece. So many of you, you've already been down to Super Low, you've been to Buster's Butcher, you've been to the Kroger. I'm just curious, how much is it costing you this year? And have you noticed any sort of a drop in the prices here locally in the Mid-South? I want us to go back in the Starnes Country time machine to 1981, and this is what it cost to put together a Thanksgiving dinner back when we were in, well, some of us were in grade school. Cut number three, please.
Thanksgiving dinner 1981 will not be as expensive as some people may think. We took a typical list of Thanksgiving dinner items to four different grocery chains in the Albuquerque area to compare prices. We purchased items to feed six adults. Here's what we found. A 12-pound turkey averaged $6.69. The average cost for 12 ounces of stuffing was $1.04. 15 ounces of cornbread mix averaged 69 cents. Two 15-ounce cans of green beans averaged 76 cents. 3 pounds of yams averaged $1.59, and a 7-ounce jar of marshmallow cream was 57 cents. One 16-ounce can of cranberry sauce cost an average of 57 cents. A 16-ounce can of pumpkin also cost an average 57 cents. Mincemeat ranged in price from $2.29 to $2.99 for a 28-ounce jar. Two 9-inch pie crust averaged 65 cents, and 8 ounces of whipped topping averaged 73 cents at the four stores. The total show the most expensive of the four stores we shopped was Furs, with a total cost of $17.83 for the items, followed by Smith at $16.52, Bag and Save at $15.77, and Albertsons at the low end with a total of $15.75 for all items. As you can see from our figures, you can enjoy a complete Thanksgiving dinner for a little more than it might cost to take a family of six to a fast food outlet on the weekend, oh, if you God. Shop.
I miss those days. Cassie's like, what? Are you kidding? It's $17? An entire Thanksgiving meal.
That doesn't even cover a full McDonald's meal now.
No, it doesn't. I was just thinking about that.
For one person.
Maybe a 10-piece nuggets. Maybe you can get some
Easy
nuggets.
Crazy.
Exactly. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and bring in the publisher of TriStarDaily.com, our good buddy Steve Gill. Steve, do you remember those good old days back in the 80s?
I do, and I think gas prices were about a buck a gallon or something at that point as well. I wish we were back in those days. By the way, when I'm hearing these Democrats scream about how high prices are now, it does remind me that under President Biden, gas prices were in the 410, 419 range for a while. They're now in like $2.49. So everybody that's talking about, oh, God, you know, prices are so high. Well, remember what they were under Biden when you were filling your tank, what they are now. And gas prices add the cost
of everything. Because, for example, when farmers are growing their crops, they're using diesel fuel or gasoline to get that done. Then they're transporting it to their distribution centers, and the distribution centers are getting it to your local Kroger or Publix. And all that cost adds up to the cost of produce and items in the grocery store. So they're coming down, but the biggest variable that will have an impact sooner rather than later, continuing to drop prices, are gas prices. And Trump has led the way on that.
Well, yeah, and I was reading some report over the weekend, I think, where prices overall had gone up something like 20%. I'm fudging these numbers a smidge, but bear with me. Well over 20% during the Biden administration, but they're down 5% from that all-time high. So, yeah, everything's still high, but Trump is dramatically, you know, his economic policies, and Scott Bessent, who was probably one of the best hires aside from Marco Rubio. I think Scott's done a great job of explaining it, but it is going to take some time here to get those prices back down to pre-Biden levels.
And real estate prices are high because Jerome Powell, Democrat in charge of the Federal Reserve, is artificially keeping interest rates high. If interest rates would drop a little bit more, that would lower rent prices, housing prices, and even commercial real estate goes down, all of which grocery stores and other places have to pay. So everything is tied both to gas prices and to the interest rates. And you have a Democrat at the Federal Reserve who, until I think he gets removed in May, is going to artificially keep interest rates high, screwing the American people as an effort to try to hurt Donald Trump.
Steve, I'm curious about the situation there in Middle Tennessee. We've got an election coming up for Congress, and I don't know if I'm reading this right, but it seems as though the Republicans are a little concerned about winning this rock-solid Republican district.
And they should be, because this is a district that Mark Green decided to not continue in Congress, left an open seat. Early voting in this runoff between Afton Bain, who's the radical leftist Democrat, and Matt Van Epp, who's the Republican nominee, early voting runs through the 26th of November. The election day is December 2nd. So you couldn't have worse timing for getting people to go vote in an off-year, off-cycle special. And I think Republicans are concerned that despite the fact that Green won that district by about 22 points last November, Trump won the district by about 20 points. This is a district that shouldn't be in play except if low turnout hits. And the Democrats are pouring massive resources into it. They've actually put a pack together from Wilmington, Delaware. That would be Biden territory, that is promoting an independent candidate that is spewing the same kind of trash as Afton Bain is as a Democrat. But they're calling him a conservative combat veteran. And it's just to pull votes off of Matt Van Epp. So there's going to be some dirty tricks, and they're trying to deceive people. And Republicans in Middle Tennessee have to turn out. So if you have friends, family who live in the 7th Congressional District, 14 counties make up the district, Montgomery County, which is Clarksville, parts of Davidson County, parts of Williamson County, and then a lot of the rural counties just west of Nashville make up the 7th Congressional District. So call your family and friends, urge them to get out and vote during early voting.
Steve Gill, the publisher of TriStarDaily.com, joining us today. And, of course, some tragic news over the weekend as well. A state representative, Jeff Burkhardt, who was, from what I understand, very well-liked up at the state capitol, found dead in his home there in Clarksville. Do we have any? They're being very coy about what happened. Not a lot of information. What have you been able to find out, Steve?
Yeah, there's speculation that it was a heart attack. He was found dead, but the thing that has raised, you know, my eyebrows is that, you know, the sheriff's department showed up at his house to check on him. So why were they checking on him? Maybe he didn't respond to phone calls. You know, family may have been seeking, you know, some information about, you know, why is he not returning our calls? But I think his mother had just died like a week or so ago. So, you know, it was tragedy, and it was grief. And right now they're saying it was probably a heart attack.
All right. Interesting there. Moving on to some big national news, we're going to be following this story throughout the day. We understand now President Trump having a change of heart on the release of the Epstein files, now calling on Republicans to release the files. All of this is happening with the backdrop of this this war between the president and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I want to play a little bit of Marjorie Taylor Greene on CNN with Dana Bash. Cut number two.
I do want to play something that he said this week.
Don't forget, MAGA was my idea. MAGA was nobody else's idea. I know what MAGA wants better than anybody else. And MAGA wants to see our country thrive.
Do you agree? Do you think he represents the MAGA movement as he once did?
Well, what the American people voted for with MAGA was to put the American people first and stop sending foreign aid and stop being involved in foreign wars. They very much deserve to be put first. Cost of living is far too high. Health insurance is completely out of control. And those are two issues I've been very vocal on for months and months now, long before Republicans were shocked when those big losses came on this past Tuesday's election.
Okay.
So I think that the American...
So Steve, all right, there. Thank you. So Steve, again, I don't get this. MTG's been all over the place. And I'm not surprised that Trump, and I think he gave her a lot of leeway here. But when you're going on The View and you're giggling with the gals on The View and you're attacking the president on CNN, yeah, the president's going to come after you, and he's going to come after you hard.
Look, she's angling to be, you know, the less favorite Republican and maybe get a slot on The View or one of the other left-wing chat rooms, because, you know, she's looking at the end of her congressional career. She doesn't have, you know, an independent way to make money. She's never made money. So she's looking to cash in as being the left favorite Republican by trashing Republicans. And she's spewing the same, you know, left-wing rhetoric and anti-Trump, anti-Republican rhetoric that they love. So I think that's her future course. And Trump has called her out on it. You know, she is so typical, Todd, of people that go viral and think it's about them and not about the various policies and issues that people embrace. And she's, you know, taking herself and thinking she's the end-all, be-all. And I think she's about to find out that when you go viral, you get your 15 minutes of fame, but 16 minutes shows up soon.
Steve, I'm curious, and we'll wrap after this question. Are you concerned at all about it seems as though there's something happening within the conservative movement. On one side, you've got, you know, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Nick Fuentes, Candace Owens. On the other, I guess, Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro. This is just a weird time right now within the movement.
Yeah, I think part of it is a frustration, Todd. I think you and I share this, that there's been a lot of talk from the Trump administration about what they were going to do. Oh, we're going to indict this person. Oh, we're going to cut $2 trillion after Elon Musk found all this waste and fraud and abuse, that Doge was going to produce $2 trillion in cuts. Where is it? You know, we get a lot of talk, but we're still not seeing action. And I think conservatives are increasingly frustrated that we love what the president says. We love what his team says. We love the policies that they have put into place. And I realize that you've got these liberal Democrats, federal court judges who have been putting up roadblocks time and time again. But I'm ready for action. There need to be some indictments from some of these folks that betrayed our country. Why is Fauci still running free? Why is Brennan still running free? Where's the $2 trillion in Doge savings? We're told, oh, they've identified 500,000 people who are dead people getting Social Security. Well, somebody's been cashing those checks. Why aren't they being prosecuted and jailed? So I think it's a frustration of talk is nice, but let's get some action on this stuff, because there's a narrow window that President Trump and his team have before we roll completely into midterms and into who's going to be the next president. And we need action now, not later.
All right. Steve, we always appreciate your great analysis. Folks, go bookmark TriStarDaily.com. Check it out for all sorts of great Tennessee-centric news. And it is a great, great resource for you. Again, TriStarDaily.com. All right, Steve, good to hear from you. We'll talk next week, and we'll see you on Newsmax, too.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. Good man right there. Steve Gill, broadcasting from Nashville. All right. We've got to take a quick break. And I am curious, exactly how are things going down at the supermarket? Are you starting to see the prices come down a little bit? And also, what are the must-haves on your Thanksgiving table this Thanksgiving? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Certainly not a very thankful week for the Memphis Tigers, not good for basketball or football. Parker May standing by with a look at your sports update.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Starnes Country here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. I'm Todd Starnes. Great to have you with us this morning. And we are very excited about some new programming coming on KWAM. Our good friend Joe Garner. Many of you have heard her voice, heard her show in the Mid-South for many, many years. Joe is joining the KWAM family, and we're going to have her on later this week talking about her new weekend show. If you don't listen to KWAM on the weekends, you are missing some of the most incredible local programming in the entire nation. That's right, folks, right here on KWAM, starting with Mid-South Gardening. Also, Walker Auction, Front Porch. Wow, that Front Porch show on Sundays, I was running late for church on Sunday. And I got to catch the show. It is so well done. Lots of wonderful programs. And so we're excited to welcome Joe to the KWAM family. We'll do that formally a little bit later on this week. Also, of course, Walker Auctions, Behind the Badge. So lots of great, great shows here in the here on the Mighty 990. Real quick, I want to play some audio here from Michelle Obama. And she's got a problem with, I'm trying to be delicate here. She has a problem with all you Caucasian people. Take a listen.
Worry about it. Let me explain something to white people. Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't swim. And we run away from the water. People won't go to the gym because we're trying to keep our hair straight for y'all. It is exhausting and it's so expensive and it takes up so much time. Braids are for y'all so we can work harder and focus on the work. So why do we need an act of law to tell white folks to get out of our hair? Don't tell me how to wear my hair. Don't wonder about it. Don't touch it. Just don't.
Okay. I got to tell you, I'm stunned here. I've never thought about Michelle Obama's hair. But if Michelle Obama is actually as proud of her natural hair as she just said she is, my question is, why are you wearing wigs? Why are you wearing extensions, if that's the case? But again, I don't think I've ever gone to someone, and Cassie's shaking her head, no, I have not done this. I have never said, may I touch your hair? That's just weird. Real quick, let's go to the phones. Mary in downtown has a question about the National Guard. Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi, Todd. Did you see the news reports on Channel 13? And they were discussing the price of the deployment of the National Guard. To the tune now, about $8 million.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, who is this going to pay for all that?
Well, the taxpayers will pay for that, Mary. But I would say, though, that, you know, law enforcement does come with a price. You know, they're not coming down here and doing all this for free.
Yeah, I understand. But I just want to, for you, I wondered, had you seen that or not? Because it's $8 million with the hotel fees and the food and the transportation and all that right now. And, I mean, it's going to be an enormous price by the time they leave here.
Well, Mary... Yeah, let me say this, and Mary, the computer's going to cut us off here, Mary, so I appreciate the call. I think what we have to do is look at the benefits of having the National Guard here, and I suspect more people are going to be wanting to come to Memphis as a result of the fact that we now have a safe city. Mary, thank you for that. Got to run. We'll see you back at 11 o'clock. Don't forget, KWAMRadio.com.